Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. We need to review the fertilizer rules. As for many, it's almost time to stop over this weekend, and it's almost hurricane season too, so let's get ready for everything. Tom Payne stops by with some dry time landscaping tips, and Joni saw a flock of sandhill cranes, a whole bunch of them, and she'll be doing a report for us. Also, what is the most prevalent bird in the Southeast? I think I know. You can be here too by calling in at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Colton Young is at the controls, and Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are here in the studio hosting your program. So please join Colton, Teresa, Joni, Tom, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
You may think what knowing Christ means. So let me tell you what knowing Christ doesn't mean. I love to read biographies. At the end of each great biography, I feel like I know the person. Yet I've never met Churchill or Lincoln or Steve Jobs, so in reality, I only know about them. Most people know a lot about Jesus, but that doesn't mean they know him personally. So how can you know him personally? Through God's Word, you can know him. But even Scripture without faith is just knowing about it. Have the faith to ask Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior. Then you'll get to know him. And through prayer, talking with him, and listening to him through reading his Word, you get to know him. Do you know Jesus? Or just know about it? Really knowing him is life-changing. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. It's the end of May, can you believe it? So what should we be doing? For many, it's the last fertilizer application till fall, and in a few days it will be hurricane season. We have already had one named Storm Anna, but it went out to sea luckily. Now here's the question of the day. What is the most frequent seen bird in Florida and surrounding states? This is from a survey, and I'll have the results in just a little bit in the quiz for our gang here. You can play along too. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And our books for those who love gardening include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Guide, and Teresa has a whole compendium series, most recently Gardening with the Senses. So they can pick that up, right?
They can. They can go on to Amazon. They can go on to Barnes & Nobles, and they can order it online, or they can go to my website, she-consulting.com.
I love Amazon because you can find my books old and new.
I love it. I always try and pick them up, and I always have them on hand. I wear them out, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm always happy to see somebody come up with a book of mine, and they ask me if I'll sign it, and it's been worn and dirty. I think, wow, what a great thing. Thanks for stopping by the way, for this hour for Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls. We have an operator standing by. That's Joni. At 407-916-5400 or our toll-free number 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text me at 23680 at any time, which is kind of neat. Even if we're asleep here on set, you can go ahead and text us. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered. Hour number one, Tom Payne drops by with P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation in Orange and Sarasota areas, and he says it's dry and we'll have some landscaping suggestions. He sent me a picture, by the way, of a beautiful poinciana tree, also known as a flamboyant tree.
It is flamboyant. It's gorgeous.
And Joni and I saw a whole flock of sandhill cranes this week, so that's the topic that she's going to take care of for us. Neat birds, actually. Hour number two, Teresa and I'll be getting ready for Memorial Day and have some of the traditions, flowers and what have you, right?
Sure, and we're going to be doing containers. If you'd like to do a memorial container for red, white, and blue, I'll give you some suggestions on Florida plants that will look really good and do well.
Sounds good. Webpage is up for May, by the way. Get up there, betterlawns.com. Just a couple more days. And, again, our number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text me at 23680. Facebook, up and running?
Facebook is up and running, and we're doing well. Welcome to all our new listeners. We have a lot that has joined over the last week, and so we welcome them. And they can go up there, and you can post questions and also your photographs. We'd love to see those.
Tell me the podcast story now.
The podcast story. Okay, so when podcasts started becoming popular and I was doing my show in your backyard, it wasn't a priority, but I started uploading the podcast shows. Well, then as I switched here to Better Lawns and Gardens, I started uploading all of the hours, 1 and 2. And this weekend, we are going to hit 10,000 listens on our podcast. So we really appreciate all our listeners and all our fans.
So what do they
fans.
Have to do to take advantage of that?
They can go up to my website, or they can go onto iHeartRadio, iTunes, and even Amazon. We're listed on Amazon, too, as well.
Very good. So bring us over 10,000.
That's right. That's right. We want to hit it today.
Okay. Let me introduce everybody making the program totally possible. Colton is at the controls, and Joni is
good
answering
morning.
Your phone calls. There we go. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Joni, Colton.
Yeah. And by the way, we have a birthday this week.
Whose birthday is it?
Wow. It is Joni's birthday.
She's the birthday girl.
Yeah, on the 2nd. And then our daughter Melanie's 3 days later. They were all born in about the same time. Right, Joni?
Well, years later.
So that was a wonderful birthday present for you.
Yeah. We're not going to say how old Joni is. She doesn't want to be told. She doesn't want to be called
old. I know, in total denial.
You're in trouble, Tom.
But anyway, 4 trash cans full of yard debris this week, and I'm already working on the next 4. So
I will tell you that Tony is so impressed with your yard can debris. He just goes, where does he get all of his debris from? So what do you do in the yard to get all of your cans?
This week it was pruning gingers that were out of control, the seashell ginger.
Uh-huh.
You know how they get so big.
They do.
Yeah, and I'm cleaning out the garden now, things like old cucumbers and old squash plants will be coming out.
Yeah, all the spring vegetables.
Yeah, those are all coming out now. Petunias, Joni was pulling out the petunias. We're cleaning out the planters that we have.
Wow.
And so, but you have to realize we have a half an acre to work from.
I know. That's what I was telling Tony, that you've got a big yard. I mean, it's kind of, not visible from the street.
Yeah, you would never know it. Yeah.
You would never know it, but that's a half acre.
That's what sold us on that house when we saw it. It's not as big as I'd like it to be, but Joni says that's all I can take care of, right, Joni?
She loves to mow, though.
Yes.
Anyway, last call for fertilizer in many areas, right?
It is the last call. There's a fertilizer ban going up in most counties. There is one here in St. John's River Water Management District. And you cannot fertilize again until October. So this is the time of the year to do it. And usually most of the fertilizers have 50% slow release. So it'll get them through the summertime.
There's one out there now saying that up to 6 months.
That's great, though. You know, they're a little bit more expensive, but you have to buy it less often. So it kind of works out that the price is really good.
Yep. And now some counties, you will see fertilizer companies or lawn care companies still fertilizing, but they can get special permits.
They do.
Ones like Orange County, for instance, even the homeowner can get a permit there. You have to go take a course and a test.
And I think you do have to do a soil sample, don't you?
That's for phosphorus.
Just for phosphorus.
Now, if you go to a neighboring county, such as Seminole, no fertilizing for anybody. So this weekend's the big magical weekend. I consult in Seminole County. And I just told the landscape maintenance people there, you know, either get your fertilizer down now or don't.
Exactly. And that's important to do because you should put fertilizer down when the plants are growing. And that is the summertime.
This includes shrubs and ground covers. It does exempt edible plants in most areas. Yeah. Okay. You all ready for a quiz? Let's see. Is Joni up online? No, Joni's over there waiting. Okay. You all ready for a quiz? This is the most popular birds, okay?
Okay.
And this is from the North American Breeding Bird Survey of 2019, sent to me by Birds and Blooms magazine.
I love that magazine.
Yes, very beautiful. And Melinda, who writes there, we've known her for many trips that we've taken, which is kind of nice. Okay, everybody ready? Multiple choice for you.
Okay.
Most common bird in three states, actually, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. Most common bird. Is it the blue jay? Is it the cardinal? Is it the crow? Or is it the downy woodpecker? Now, this is what people see, okay?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean the ones that are hiding in the bushes or something. But the most common bird in Georgia, Alabama, and Florida, is it the blue jay, the cardinal, the crow, or the downy woodpecker? Joni, you're first. Blue jay, cardinal, crow, or downy woodpecker?
Crow.
Okay, Joni likes the crows. She feeds the crows. Okay, Colton. Blue jay, cardinal, crow, downy woodpecker.
Blue jay.
Okay, Teresa.
And the bird that I was thinking of isn't on there. I'm going to say, they both got the answers I would use. I'm going to say the blue jay.
Okay, it's a cardinal.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, cardinal. Would not have guessed that.
We should have known that, Joni, with the red hair, right?
He should have looked in his magazine.
Well, it may be that's what the people see. I don't know.
I would have thought it was a mockingbird. That's what I would have thought.
Okay, well, I will see. This is another list here, and this is the most common bird throughout the year in the United States. This is another list, and the cardinal was number two at 34% frequency. And the blue jay is 28%. And you said the mockingbird?
Yeah, I was thinking the mockingbird.
I don't even see the the mockingbird. You would think, mockingbird is number 23.
That's 16%. Amazing because you see them all the time.
Okay, here you go. Most common bird in the northern states. Is it the red-winged blackbird? Is it the robin? Is it the crow? Or is it the mourning dove, Teresa? Red-winged blackbird, robin, crow, or mourning dove?
Snowbird.
Snowbird, right. They come to Florida.
I'm going to say crow.
Okay. Joni?
I'll say crow.
Okay.
Robin.
Robin? Okay. You could have either said red-winged blackbird or robin and been correct, okay?
Oh, wow. Oh, Colton, you got it.
Yeah. Let's see where everything was. The robin was number three. Mourning dove, by the way, is number one throughout the United States as seen on lists.
I think that's because they love the bird feeders.
Yeah, crow is number four. Blue jay is number five. And what else did I have on this silly list here? Did I say American crow was number four? Mourning dove was number one across the United States. But in the northern states, red-winged blackbird and robin. It's kind of neat.
That is amazing.
Okay, Joni, what's the main bird most often seen? Do you know? I haven't got a selection here. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
It's the red-eyed vireo. Vireo.
Oh.
I don't even know that one.
Well, I know what the vireos are, but I think I know the white ones, the white-eyed vireos. They're little birds and they're greenish color.
Yeah. They don't even list them here on the most often seen throughout the United States. That's just up there in Maine. And what we see a lot here is the Carolina wren also.
The Carolina wren? I love them. I call them the box store birds. Because I always hear them in the box stores, and they love them, the ramps.
Well, we were over a friend's house yesterday, and it was nesting in a geranium plant. That was kind of interesting. Hey, hurricane season's coming up. Tell you what, we'll give you some tips throughout the program because we got to go to a break right now. But one of them here, you could do some trimming at this point in time. That's number one on my list. Could just trim some things back if they need it. Make sure they're not rubbing the house and get ready to cause some
damage.
That's
important because it's really hard to get a tree specialist to come out now. They're all so busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And irrigation people, forget it.
Yep, yeah, it is.
Tell you what, we'll be back. Tom Payne's around the corner. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Rule King's pet food prices has pet lovers going wow. Rule King offers the lowest prices on pet foods every day, like Diamond Naturals dog food. Made with ingredients of exceptional quality, Diamond Naturals dog foods provide complete holistic nutrition for that four-legged family member. Get a 40-pound bag of Diamond Naturals lamb or chicken and rice for just $28.69. Nobody beats that price. This is available in stores only at your neighborhood Rule King, America's farm and home store.
Hi, my name's Bill, and I drive a truck. My truck weighs 80,000 pounds. When you pass me on my right, I can't see you. Stay out of my blind spots and only pass me on my left, and never linger next to a large truck or bus.
Remember, always share the road with commercial vehicles. A message brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Visit flhsmv.gov for more information.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You may think what knowing Christ means. So let me tell you what knowing Christ doesn't mean. I love to read biographies. At the end of each great biography, I feel like I know the person. Yet I've never met Churchill or Lincoln or Steve Jobs, so in reality, I only know about them. Most people know a lot about Jesus, but that doesn't mean they know him personally. So how can you know him personally? Through God's Word, you can know him. But even Scripture without faith is just knowing about it. Have the faith to ask Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior. Then you'll get to know Him. And through prayer, talking with Him, and listening to Him through reading His Word, you get to know Him. Do you know Jesus or just know about it? Really knowing Him is life-changing. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
And good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I feel a little lonely here. No text messages.
And it's working.
As far as I know, 23680. At least I see some things from some other programs there. We have. We'll get to Tom in just a second, but you want
to help? Yeah, let's go to Alan in Merritt Island. Alan, you have a question for us. Good morning.
Got about a minute, Alan. How can we help you? Hello, Alan. Not coming up today. Let's see.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We found you.
Okay.
How can we help you?
I have two quick questions.
Okay.
My first question is about liquid atrazine in reference to St. Augustine for dollar wheat. Liquid atrazine versus like a granular wheat seed.
I'd put the liquid down.
If you want to get rid of the dollar wheat.
My second question is either one more or less toxic to, say, if you have a cat that you see outside eating the grass from every now and then? Is either one less or more toxic?
You know, I don't know the toxicity of atrazine to cats, be honest with you. The granules would be probably less. I'm just doing some thinking here, because the liquid, to do a good job to get the dollar weed, you need to spray it across the top. Actually, atrazine, I find, if it's sprayed across the top of weeds, does the best.
Right. I think also, too, though, cats and dogs, unless they're really young cats and dogs, they have an instinct with it. They'll smell that grass, and they're not going to eat it. So hopefully that, you know, would help. But I'm going to find out for you, and we'll talk about it next week.
Okay. Sounds good, okay. Alan.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
Maybe Tom Payne will know, because he's putting these things out.
Let's tell
you what, let's get our good friend Tom Payne in. His company, Horticulturist of P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation in Orange County and Sarasota, Florida. He has a whole list of other things. Landscape manager. He's a horticultural graduate from the University of Florida. And the number there at the office is 407-273-9123. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning to y'all.
Yeah, that question, let's pin you down right here. The gentleman was talking about using granular in atrazine in weed and feeds or the liquid, and he's worried about his cats. You know, what should we tell him?
Well, in most cases, in the 40-plus years I've been applying atrazine, I've never seen a problem with that. I would think that they would have to ingest so much grass to become a problem, that would likely not happen. Although you could always have that one cat, just like somebody's allergic to mayonnaise, you know. But I would think in general you don't have to worry. If he's really concerned to water the lawn real good before he lets the cat out.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, I remember seeing you put out the atrazine, I think it was, from a pump-up sprayer, and you just put it across the top of the weeds in the lawns, and that seems to be about the best way to do it, is it?
Absolutely. That's the way you get the best control.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Hey, Tom, I really appreciate the picture of the flamboyant tree. And you know, there's one not too far from my house.
You can find a couple of them here in the area that, you know, have survived freezes and so on. And they're just such a welcome addition to the landscape.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you were mentioning, it's getting dry out there. And I was just wondering, how's the dry weather affecting landscapes that you manage?
Oh, my gosh, it's terrible right now, especially unirrigated properties. Basically, we've had to just pretty much put the mowers away, do a little trimming here and there, and, you know, and do work on our detail work right now, because if you don't have irrigation, your grass is really not growing. And if you do have irrigation, it's just more or less keeping it alive. It's not even growing that much of there.
You know, a landscape maintenance company told me the same thing. They aren't mowing now.
Isn't that? That's something else. So nobody really should be mowing then right now. You want to keep those grass blades long, right?
Right. There's no reason to mow unless the grass has grown enough to warrant mowing.
Yeah, Joni's got to mow this weekend. Ours is growing here. Yeah, you want to do one?
Yeah, let's. What about watering trees and shrubs? How are you maintaining those right now, Tom?
Well, you know, trees and shrubs are pretty drought tolerant as a rule. And if you're watering your lawn, most of the nearby trees and shrubs are going to have roots under that lawn, so they're going to be watered at the same time. The only exception to that rule would be if they're brand new. If they're brand new, you're going to need to water them with a garden hose by hand daily until we get out of this drought.
So what's the biggest challenge for professionals for landscapes right now?
The biggest challenge right now is finding labor.
Yeah, that's true.
I will tell you, that's my situation.
Yeah, you've had to delay some jobs, right, Teresa?
I've had to delay some jobs, and then also, too, I've had clients call me saying they, you know, need someone to mow the lawn, and who can they get? And I say, good luck.
Yeah, you find the same thing, Tom?
Absolutely. We've had help wanted to sign up for a month now, and seldom do we even get applicants. So we're right now down about 8 people.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is something. We already talked a little bit about lawns, but as far as the watering and everything, if we can mow, you know, a lot of people like to jockey the lawnmower blade around, but we don't have to change the height, but just change directions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My my recommendation for mowing is to set it the highest setting and leave it. Leave it there year-round. And it's nice if you can, when you're mowing your lawn, to change the directions each time. It'll leave you a more crisp lawn in the long run.
Yeah, I see ruts in so many lawns. Just amazing. Here's the big question I always have for professionals. You know, how often do you sharpen your mower blades, and how about the homeowner? How often should they do it?
Well, a homeowner, depending on how much he uses his lawn mower and how big his lawn is, probably, you know, at least a couple times during the season. As professionals, I would like to say we do it every day, but our goal probably that's more reachable is once a week.
Yeah, ours on Joni's lawnmower is once a year, I think.
So, Tom, what about colorful plants for use in beds and planters in summer? What could they use?
Well, there's a number of plants that you can use to give you a little bit of color in the summertime. You're just going to have to, especially until we get into the rains, make sure that you can get the water to them. But some of my favorites are caladiums, marigolds, pentas, vinca, coleus, and if you've got a little shade, even sun patients are nice.
I will tell you, vincas are wonderful. They will grow in cement, so they are a great plant.
They also grow under very dry conditions, so that's nice, too.
Yeah, now, we used to have a problem with the vincas, right? Are the newer varieties more tolerant? What was the problem? Downy mildew, wasn't it, or something like that? Well, that was patients, but the vincas had something else, phytophthora or something.
Yeah.
I think people tend to overwater them when they were put in, and they would rot a lot. Some of the varieties today seem to be a little bit more resistant, but they're still not immune.
And I think, Tom, isn't it, I've seen some Apostle's Iris this week that had rot down at the bottom. They had some disease issues. People can overwater even in drier times.
That's so true. And usually those are the same people that have problems with dollarweed.
That's exactly right.
You know, the other one I see rotting out right now due to overwatering is Liriope, or Liriope, however you want to pronounce it, and just rotting right out in the center.
Exactly. Well, those are probably in the shade, because in the sunshine, they tend to need a little bit more water.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Let's see. I guess the big question is with the bedding plants, can we still add them now?
Yeah. Tom?
Oh, absolutely. But you've got to make amends to be able to water them. You've got to set that system up so that you can get water to them on a daily basis until they get established.
You know what I find? That a lot of them sitting in the ground have dry root balls, even though the people are watering around them, and they just don't water enough, I guess, huh?
Well, you got to remember, you have a very small root ball, and you have a large foliage plant that's, you know, transpiring heavily, and so you've got to keep the root ball wet. The surrounding soil can be wet, and that's not going to help you at all. It's the root ball which needs to be watered.
Yep. What gets pruned at this time of the year?
You know, what we're pruning right now is any hedge plants that need it. We're going after low tree limbs, new shoots that are on the trunks of, you know, the oak trees and crepe myrtles and these kind of things. But we're trying to complete our pruning on azaleas and camellias for the year, and that's about it right now.
Tom, what about palm trees? Palm trees, I mean, how are they handling this dry weather?
Palm trees are pretty drought tolerant, especially if they've been established. And I don't think that I'd be overly concerned about adding an additional water to palm trees again, unless they have been just recently put in.
Yeah. Now, are you planting trees and shrubs and palms at this time, or do you stop during this dry weather?
Well, we do still plant as long as we're assured that the homeowner or the commercial property has the ability to get supplemental water to those. They can't rely on their irrigation. They have to continue to water by hand or with a garden hose or something like that until we get through this period. And if we're sure that they can do that, then we will put them in.
Okay, so do you give trees extra care or trimming at this time?
Just shaping as needed, Teresa. We don't like the overly pruned trees.
I saw a beautiful crepe myrtle at Epcot yesterday. It was huge, and I was thinking how many people had cut their crepe myrtles back, and there's no reason to cut them back, is there?
No, I have arguments about that all the time with property managers, but and then, you know, of course, the customer's always right. So
yeah.
You know, you have to give in if they want it. But, you know, I saw Craig Myrtle in New Orleans one time. The trunk diameter was probably about 3 feet, so you can imagine how old that
was. Wow, that is an old one. To figure, you know, the crepe myrtles came into the United States during the 1700s, the mid-1700s,
I guess.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, that's a big one there, yeah. So anyway, yeah, anything else that we should be doing or know about summer landscapes?
Well, again, because it's dry right now, we're not seeing a lot of insect or weed growth because they're suppressed. And as soon as it starts to rain, you're going to see an abundance of insect activity. You're going to see an abundance of weeds starting to pop up. So if you can get into your beds now and get the weeds out, you'll be that much farther ahead.
So, Tom, we're just right at the end of fertilizing season. How should people handle fertilizer if they're not getting any rain?
Well, like you said, you really can't do much fertilizing anymore. Although I think that it's pretty much legal, as far as I know, that during the summer months, if you want to add a little bit of iron to your lawn, that'll tend to keep it green and get you through the summer months, and it'll take that yellowing out.
Yeah. Tom, you serve Orange County and Sarasota area. Are there much differences between Sarasota and Orange County as far as the fertilizer rules and things?
Yeah, Sarasota is actually a little bit more stricter, and of course they're a little bit more drier too right now. So the environments, it's amazing how 3 hours will take the difference in the actual environment and what you've got to do.
Yeah. So that's interesting, traveling back and forth, and you see a lot of different plants also. Hey, I've got a question here you can help us with. This is a person that wrote this into us and says they've got a dry St. Augustine, and they claim they water. They said, what can we do besides watering? They're talking about adding a topping, aeration. What would you do if you had a St. Augustine and it's still dry even though you feel you're watering? I got a funny feeling they aren't watering properly.
Well, I get that question all the time, and the first thing I want to do is go to the site and look at the irrigation system, because most times people say they're watering, but the sprinklers may not be hitting where they need to hit, and usually with just a simple adjustment or maybe even trimming off a little plant branch that may be blocking the sprinkler head will solve that problem. But if that wasn't the case, I'd probably consider some sort of a wetting agent.
Yeah, wetting agents or aeration or both maybe. Like that. Hey, Tom, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us, as always. Good information.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. I want to give you just a guess on that bird, the most famous bird. And I'm going to go way out on a limb here because
okay.
I do a lot of shopping. I would say the bird most often seen is the chicken.
You know, that's probably true, if not the turkey. Okay, Tom, thank you very much. Tom Payne, Company Horticulturist with P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation in Orange County and Sarasota, Florida. And the number for them is 407-273-9123. It's 407-273-9123, and that's P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation. Really a great guy and a lot of fun, as you can tell. When we come back, Joni's going to be here talking about a flock of sandhill cranes.
And we can take questions, text messages. Do we have text messages there? You woke up.
Everybody woke up when I called for them. But give us a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. This National Safe Boating Week, make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistle or horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items to have prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Learn more at myfwc.com.
As Florida families continue to rebound from the public health emergency,
We understand that some families may need assistance. That's where the Our Florida program steps in. This new assistance program helps Floridians who are having trouble paying their rent and utilities. And getting assistance is quick and easy. Visit OurFlorida.com or call 833-493-0594. It's one more way that Florida is committed to helping you find security and opportunity in the Sunshine State. We understand the challenges, and we're here to help. Sign up today. Call 833-493-0594 or visit OurFlorida.com. That's OurFlorida.com. For assistance paying your rent and utilities, call 833-493-0594 or visit OurFlorida.com. Sponsored by the State of Florida.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. Just remember, the irrigation is to get us from one rainstorm to the next. It's not going to make up for the rains where you get everything nice and moist.
Right. So they shouldn't try and bring everything up to the right amount of rainfall we're supposed to have. Just every 2 to 3 days, it just needs a little bit of water.
Yeah, you shouldn't try to mimic the rainfall. Just get enough water to carry the plants through. And a lot of plants really don't need that much extra water.
No,
and palm trees are one of them.
Overwatering is one of our major issues here in Florida.
Yep. Joni, you ready? We got Joni here. There she is, getting her headset on. And let's bring her in.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay. Lately, Tom and I have noticed quite a few sandhill cranes while we've been out traveling around. They are very beautiful, regal-looking, and an interesting bird to see. They are a very tall bird and a 4 foot tall and have a very long neck.
Certainly do.
They have, their bare forehead is bright red with white cheeks. Neck and body are blue to grayish brown and possibly reddish brown areas. The sounds they make is bulging, a rattling of sound, which many people have called haunting and beautiful. And this sound can be heard for several miles. I don't know. Sandhill cranes are often seen along roadsides and pastures, farmlands, and freshwater marsh areas, or possibly right in your own front yard. We have often to see them on golf courses, too. They are mostly seen in small family groups or pairs. The males stay with a mate for several years, and their young stay with their parents for about 10 months. I guess that after those several years of staying with their current mate, the males just move on.
I was wondering what they did.
What do you think?
Next, I don't know.
They move on to another one. Okay, their lifespan can be up to 20 years.
Wow.
Which is much longer than most birds and a lot of other birds. Now, what do you think they enjoy eating? What do you think?
My tomatoes.
Oh,
I don't know.
It isn't fish. They enjoy plants and worms, snakes,
oh,
lizards, frogs, mole crickets, or grub worms. They would even enjoy some plants, grains, acorns, or berries.
Did he eat tomatoes?
It doesn't mention, but I'm sure they do. In 2002, Florida Fish Wildlife Conservation Commission made it illegal to feed the sandhill crane. How about that? Children have been attacked by them, and if they are fed by us, they can become very aggressive towards us and could also do property damage. So if you see a white, a few while out traveling around, enjoy the view, then keep on moving. And don't stop and try to touch or lunch with them.
Don't have lunch with them.
No lunch.
don't share your lunch, in other words.
That's it.
Is what you're trying to say. Yeah. We see them very frequently now.
We do. And on golf courses, they like to come near screen rooms, and they'll peck at your screen room, the netting. So they're a little bit of a pest, but they look beautiful out in the wild.
Yes, exactly. You know what bird eats my tomatoes?
What?
Cardinals.
Because
they'll
of the
come red? In and peck at them. I have no idea. They'll come in and peck at them. And the other day we had a tufted titmouse at the at the gazing ball. And Johnny, remember that? The bird at the gazing ball just sitting there flapping all over the place?
Yeah.
And I guess it saw a shadow in there.
That's wonderful.
Or image or whatever.
Let's go to Alice in Melbourne. Good morning, Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Yes, good morning. I sent you an email, actually.
Yes, I've seen them.
It's regarding crab. Well, it's mostly torpedo grass in my lawn.
Right.
It's killed about half of the lawn. I've killed it with Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I think maybe I should use Roundup on the whole lawn, because it just seems to be everywhere. And I just wondered the procedure of doing that. I understand. I've been told I should, after 10 days, I should see if any more roots come up and water the ground and wait for the plants to come up again, because the roots are probably still down there. And then put another dose of Roundup on it.
Yep,
and then wait another 10 days or so to.
What you need to do is turn your radio down too.
You need
to turn your radio down, Alice, because I can hear myself coming and going in the back there. But what you're doing is right. You'll treat it, then wait for probably some rain or something. And if it comes back up, because I guarantee you there'll be dormant runners down there that'll come back up again. And so, that's what you're going to need to do.
And that's what it says on the application, that, on the label instructions, you may have to have a repeat application 10 to 14 days later.
Yeah. And
do I cover the other plants in the lawn with big plastic bags when I plow?
Nope. Just make sure it doesn't drift on them. That's all.
Yeah. And I wouldn't do it during a windy day.
Yeah.
No, it should not be windy. I really appreciate this.
Okay, we got to run
it's a very hard weed to get rid of, and I just wish I could do something now. I mean, they're hard. Sometimes they pull up pretty easily, but I guess there's probably still roots down there that I don't know, rhizomes that I don't know about.
Yep, we got to go to break, Alice. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we're going to take a break now, and we've got a bunch of text messages.
And you can give us a call, 407-916-5400, and you can ask Tom and I a question about your garden.
Or Colton will pay the bill at 1-888-45-LAWN.
Excuse me?
1-888-455-2960. And maybe Joni will pay the bill. I don't know.
But
when we come back, we'll have a lot more questions and information for you. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Quality Green Specialists has a new expanded location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Browse thousands of beautiful plants, flowers, shrubs, and large trees, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. And don't forget our natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. Now located at 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
You may think what knowing Christ means. So let me tell you what knowing Christ doesn't mean. I love to read biographies. At the end of each great biography, I feel like I know the person. Yet I've never met Churchill or Lincoln or Steve Jobs, so in reality, I only know about them. Most people know a lot about Jesus, but that doesn't mean they know him personally. So how can you know him personally? Through God's Word, you can know him. But even Scripture without faith is just knowing about it. Have the faith to ask Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior. Then you'll get to know Him. And through prayer, talking with Him, and listening to Him through reading His Word, you get to know Him. Do you know Jesus or just know about it? Really knowing Him is life-changing. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. We're going to go right now to some text messages here, and some of them are just nice information. For instance, it says, my name is Bill. It's in Tallahassee. I take care of the plants here at Lakeside RV Park. Said they've been getting needed rain, which is kind of nice. Let's see. We have Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. They're repotting orchids this morning at 10 o'clock, and they ask to bring, I guess, just bring in two plants per couple, they said, and they want everybody to have a nice Memorial Day. And let me see this one here. This is Ron in Cottondale, Florida. They tomatoes in their second season, full sunlight or partial sunlight for growing. Full sun.
Full sun, definitely.
Yeah. And here's one here. Crepe myrtles have developed crinkly leaves and have a white velvety substance on them. And that's powdery mildew.
Powdery
mildew. Normally, it's not a bad problem, but if you have a variety susceptible, you can get one of the systemic fungicides that would help.
Yeah, and it also helps to not plant them so close together or next to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Good air circulation will help the trees from not getting powdery mildew.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's go to Rhonda in Orlando. Good morning, Rhonda.
Yes, hi. This is Rona.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rona.
Yeah, we've got about a minute, Rona, so let's see if we can get to your question.
I've got some trees, and they're filled with some thick-coated green scab, and then some little like pine-looking thing that you kind of peel off, and they're killing the trees.
Lichens.
Lichens, and, you know, that's not going to kill the tree, but there's a reason why they're there. You usually see them in trees that are declining
suppressed,
anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is the tree? Do you know what the tree is?
Well, fruit trees and some of the edges, once they go on there, they just kind of coat them with that green. You can almost peel them off.
You're talking about citrus trees?
Citrus trees is even my little rose tree.
How often are you watering?
Well, I know I'm not watering well enough, that's for sure, because right now there's a water shortage and my sprinkler is broken, so I'm kind of just turning it on and watering, but okay, not on a schedule.
Okay, if you have if you have lichens like that, what it's telling you, the tree is not growing properly, and it could be water, it could be fertilizer. If it's a citrus tree, it could be greening. Disease is taking them out. It's going to take them out no matter what you do. There's something else besides the lichens. I mean, you can spray citrus trees with a copper fungicide. It's labeled for citrus, and it will suppress the lichens, but it may not make the tree any better. So you're going to have to go through and probably find out totally what's wrong. And like Teresa says, it may be a watering extreme problem one way or the other, or just lack of fertilizer.
Yeah, just lack of fertilizer. It's a symptom of something else that's going on, Rona.
Okay.
You have to find out what that is.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Here's one here we can get in real quick before we have to leave here. What is used to kill grubs in yard? 1 acre. And this is John in Winter Garden. There's a 24-hour grub control by BioAdvance. And the active ingredient is Dilox. And you might be able to buy Dilox in other forms and just follow the label on it.
We're starting to see sod webworms, too. So, you know, that's something that you might want to look at. You know, if you're seeing the little moth fly up, then you need to use a grubicide.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen in hour number two?
Hour number two, we're going to talk about Memorial Day and what plants to plant for containers for red, white, and blue. And then also about poppies and then some special roses that you can buy for Memorial Day.
I know you have some neat roses there that with some neat names and things like that for Memorial Day.
It is. It was fascinating. So some new ones that are out in the market and some old varieties that are the holiday favorites.
Yep. You can still text us right now and get questions in that way, 23680, and we'll happy to answer it. You might, if you want to get online, you can, but it's going to be a wait before we fire up hour number two. But our number here, of course, is 1-888-45-LAWNS. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk in the Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.